The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Man, we got stuck in a cavern and killed some bugs.
We're stuck in a cavern. Hey, it's a bug.
I'll kill it.
No, I'll kill it too.
No way.
And we are still down there as the rope came tumbling down. So, Rodrigo, let's take it from there.
All right. So you are in a cave. It is. Yes.
I'm shifting phases to the sun.
Okay.
Because you'll get mad at me when I tell you I'm in the sun and didn't tell you.
You're an amazing torch. I sure will.
I'm going to let all of my marks lapse.
Okay. All the corpses are no longer marked.
What was
I'm watching you. This cave is very wide. The ground is composed of the same kind of pebbly stuff that you find above ground. There are these big columns that probably used to be stalagmite-type deals until they actually, you know, began to touch, because they get pretty thick at the bottom, then pretty thin in the middle, and then thick again on top. And they're kind of curvy. They are this green stone color, kind of like a mossy granite-looking thing, as is the ceiling proper that, you know, doesn't have big holes through which pebbles are constantly kind of pouring in. There is, and generally in this cave, there's, now that, you know, you're no longer have your heads inside bugs' mouths, you can hear that it's actually really loud in here, because there's a constant just from pebbles falling through at odd intervals and all the echoes that they cause. It is actually pretty hard to hear anything in here. You know, that, from people that aren't right next to you.
What?
So we can talk and Tor can't hear us.
Yes, as you are positioned in the map, I suppose that would be true.
So I could call Tor a big duty head and he wouldn't know it.
Would you really risk it?
What?
No.
Okay.
Anyways.
You know that if I make him make a perception check, he's just going to get a nat 20 on it.
Wait, let me check.
No, what?
Oh. All right.
I think it's more excited when he rolls bad.
It's more rare for him.
Yeah.
Unlike you.
All right.
Snap.
So what do you guys do? Anyways. There are passages
pushing Smith down
kind of in every direction.
I pull out my compass and look and see if there's a passage that points off in the direction that we need to be moving towards.
Yes. Although you're pretty sure the dot has moved.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to use, I'd like to use my knowledge of dungeoneering to try to see if there was any certain passages. It looks like it's going to be sloping in a more upwards direction.
That sounds reasonable. Go for it.
Nat 20.
Okay. Yes, that one.
Awesome.
That is roughly in the opposite direction that you want to go. But that one does look like it'll get you back up to the surface pretty quickly.
Okay, there's a question. Do we want to get out of here first and then try to find our way across the surface? Or do you want
that would probably be better. Because who knows if any more of those monkey lizards are down here.
Yes, I would agree. I say we get out of here as expediently as we can. That passage looks like that it will lead us out.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, I do believe so.
What makes you say that?
It's well, going up.
That too. Okay. Quickest answer, yes, it goes up.
Well, judging from the piling of pebbles it's pretty clear that pebbles are coming from that passage. It's the only passage where that's happening, which means there's probably a hole somewhere in that passage. And so this does generally tend to be sloping up. It probably leads you to believe that there is a way out down that way.
I'm sticking with it goes up, just yes, for the sake of torque. So, yes. If we can go out that way, I suppose. Let's go.
All right. So you guys start heading that way. We'll say that the dot is now straight north of you, and you guys are heading straight south to get out of here.
At least the dot moving shows that he's probably still alive.
Unless he's inside something.
That's shush you.
Okay. So, you guys go up for a bit, and then pretty quickly just get to a pebble.
Shoot.
Yep. And who's going to poke their head out?
Torque.
We learned our lesson last time.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why you don't listen to me anyway. I'm a lookout.
Okay.
What do I see?
Well, at first, pebbles, until you kind of and get your head out of the ground, and then you see spears.
What do you see, Torque?
What are the spears attached to?
Looks like humanoids. They are very thin and lithe, have long, pretty much all of them have long blue or green hair. Their skin is either blue or green. You know, any given one either has blue screen skin or green skins. And,
do they look like elves?
They do look like elves, actually.
Do they look like elves?
Yep, they have pointy ears and they have white featureless eyes. So actually they look a little bit more like Eldrin.
Blue Aurums.
Oh, interesting. What are they doing?
Gesticulating angrily.
Yep. They're not actually, don't really seem angered, just concerned. One of them kind of motions for you to climb out.
They would like me to climb out.
How many are there?
One.
Eight that you can see.
One hand plus three.
Climb out.
Okay. I will climb out.
Okay. As soon as you climb out, as soon as half of your torso is out, the one that's been gesturing points at your axe that presumably you, you know, get out with one of your hands for you to push it over there.
I don't know exactly what they mean.
I think he means for you to push your axe over there.
I'm not over there. I don't put down my axe for very many people.
Okay. So you don't put your axe down?
Am I out of the hole?
Nope.
I'm going to put my axe down long enough to push myself out of the hole.
He motions for you to push it away.
I attempt to climb out.
Okay. Let's roll initiatives.
God blast it.
If they're going to kill me, they're going to do it a hell of a lot quicker with my wax over there.
I never did ask who has the most healing surges. I'm just going to burn two of mine.
I'm just going to pull a Matthew and say, I rolled a 20.
Did you?
Well, yes, of course I did.
You don't sound quite remorseful enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. I rolled a 20.
That's better.
That's Eeyore. For all the times that my voice may be going into George Bush and or Boomhauer territory, I have never done Eeyore, and I am offended. Shocked and offended at this affront to both my linguistic skill and also whatever the hell is going on with my dice.
Torque.
Yeah.
Is given the indication to push his axe away. He refuses and tries to jump out of the hole. And on the fastest initiative, jumps out of the hole. You are surrounded by Eldrin looking guys with spears.
Do y'all understand me?
They're pretty much swinging at you at this point. They, you know.
I'm gonna.
They're not waiting for you to say anything. No, you get to go first.
Cool.
It eats up your move action to jump up there, but yep. Other than that,
who cares?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tork, whirlwind.
You or
use your encounter that hits everything around you.
That's kind of shit. You could do that, or you could just go on to full defensive and maybe prevent further violence.
Well, here's the thing. when we were at the thing, and there are people on the moon, all we brought with us was robots, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And none of the Eldrin, none of the fire elves or the wood elves or the gully dwarves, or none of them are with us.
Yep. No.
So, at this point in time, if it's not one of you and it's not metal, my expectation is that it wants to kill me. And when it wants me to put down my weapon and then starts taking pot shots at me, sweeping blow!
Go for it.
Burst one. Each enemy in burst you can see. 26 to hit.
It'll hit.
Okay.
That would have been an appropriate time for a nat 20.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't call him. Much as you may think differently, Steven.
I didn't say anything.
All right, I heard you.
All right, so roll your damage.
I would like to consider throwing in Furious Assault with one caveat.
Okay.
If I throw in the Furious Assault, can I still make the assumption that I do not want to kill them unless
sure.
All right.
You just furiously smack them.
But you have to pick one to Furious Assault.
The Furious Assault. Which one seems to be in charge? The one who initially pointed and was gesturating.
Okay.
That one seems to be in charge. He's going to take the brunt of my Furious Assault.
Sounds good. Go ahead and roll the regular damage first.
Regular damage is 12 plus 7, 19. And then Furious Assault is an extra weapon damage, a whopping one extra point. plus strength, or plus weapon.
Sometimes it happens.
So six extra points to him.
No, that you don't add that again.
Oh, I don't? No, I don't get the weapon. It says one extra wood damage if it's a weapon attack.
Yeah.
Or 1d8 extra damage if it isn't.
Yep.
So one extra weapon would just be a roll of my 12. Never mind. One whopping point.
Will said that was the extra her that started the attack, so he takes an extra damage from it.
Did I just hit eight things at the same time?
Yeah, yes. You did.
Are you going to mark them all?
All right, your fourth edition isn't all that bad.
Okay.
I could have never done that in AD&D.
I'm guessing you're going to mark them all?
Hell yeah, I'm going to mark them all.
All right.
Where are you from?
We'll just assume that they're all marked, at least for this turn. Okay. Anything else?
This is a lot of fun. That's a day one. That's a day one. I don't really have any minor actions that would do anything. Can I try and parley?
Certainly not on this turn.
Fine. Can I jump back down the hole?
You could, yeah.
You know what?
You can fall down the hole and risk taking, you know, some amount of damage. Because you've already used a move action to jump up from the hole.
Correct. Now answer me this question.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1d10 for each 5 feet of falling?
Something like that, yeah.
And I'm probably 10 feet up?
Probably.
Possibility of a maximum of 20 damage, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the likelihood that eight guys hitting me, even if some of them miss, is going to be less than 20 damage?
Who knows? Who knows how tough these guys are? They didn't go down with 19 points of damage.
Well, let's figure the odds. You figure 30% of them miss. That means that I'm still taking five possible hits.
Mm-hmm.
If those five possible hits are any more than four damage, and these are long spears, Torque knows long spears are good, right? Spears. I'm going to dive back down the hole.
Okay.
Each and every one are flanking you.
I'm also going to scream, incoming!
Okay.
Can I go first?
Yep.
And I can fall, fortunately.
Sure. Taking max damage of 20.
Ouch.
What?
Can't he do like a roll to ablate that?
If he's trained in acrobatics, he can.
No. Trained in acrobatics?
Hang on.
Probably not.
What does trained mean?
It means you have an additional 5.
Yeah, on that, there's a column that actually says trained.
Oh, I thought that said trend. Never mind. I am not a trend in acrobatics. So, if I use my fortunate falling, I take max damage?
Your fortunate falling is only when you're actually knocked prone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that wouldn't help me.
Correct.
Do I have anything that would help me in falling down a hole?
The fact that you're big, beefy, and absorbent.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. That's about it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so...
Let's cut this turkey.
Basically, Torque yells out, incoming, and just falls right back through that hole in a rain of pebbles, lands on some pebbles, and basically both of his legs go in different directions, like towards his body. So he does a full like turn, splits, and then just falls right on his face and actually starts rolling slightly towards the incline of the passageway.
I've got to say, that's about the most impressive thing I've seen him do.
Yep.
You're mean.
You took 20 damage from that fall.
But you're
most
so
of it, most of it is ego you? Damage.
Why do I have to take max damage? You had to roll damage for
I did, you no, did. I did. I rolled 2d10s and got 10s
he
on both of them.
You got the 1 in 100 chance of rolling max damage there.
Yep.
So once again, my critical fails.
It all balances out in the end.
Karma, thou art I... Never mind. All right.
That doesn't bloody you, does it?
Ow. Actually, ironically, I was not yet at full hit points, but it doesn't bloody me. But it comes damn near it.
This is beautiful.
What are you at now?
Oh, I'm laughing at the image of Torque leaping to his feet, cutting 8 people across the torso, diving back down a hole and breaking his legs. That's what it's like a damn cartoon. I expect Daffy Duck to come up and tell him that it's actually Wabbit season. Counted. Dead down. Start keeping track of these, Bob. I'm going to make you work.
All right.
Oh, that was fun.
So, on Torque's turn, he is back down there.
Ow.
Wow, did they did that to you?
Randus.
I spit out the word elves for a mouthful of blood. I think I bit my tongue.
I think I'll actually... I guess I can't hold my whole turn, can I?
You could.
Okay, then I'll get, I guess I'll just delay my turn until one of them comes down here.
Okay. Orym.
Can Orym attack things he can't see with any of his ranged powers?
No. Really, pretty much no one can attack things they can't see.
I am also going to hold until I see something happen, because all I know is Torque jumped up, said incoming, and fell down like a fool.
Yep.
All right. Man, those guys must be tough. Look what they did to Torque.
Smith.
Don't.
Are there any other pits around here?
Not in this passageway, no.
Okay. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait.
Alright. So you guys wait. Torque, what do you do?
Is it my turn again?
Yep.
Get up.
Okay.
Is that an action?
Yes, it would be a move action.
Alright, so, walk me through what's going on where we are. We are in a cave in a hole.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Waiting for them to make a move.
We think that there are 8 guys out there.
Yep.
We cannot guarantee it.
Well, correct.
We think that they are enemies.
Well, you attacked them. That tends to make enemies pretty quick.
They weren't enemies before. They are now.
They want me to put down my axe.
And why didn't you?
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How many of the people have we met in the last 6 months who have been friendly and want to give me pie?
A few. As much as I hate to say it, the elves did have us at spear point, arrow point before, and we walked right along merrily with them.
And if I'd have done nothing and we all died, I'm on my feet, so I cannot hold my action.
Well, forget that. You guys are actually having this conversation down there, which means, you know, time's passing. Like, they're not coming. They don't seem to be coming down
here. Exactly. We went through a whole round. They didn't come down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to try this a bit more diplomatically?
Yes. Fine.
Well, I didn't kill any of them.
I'll start crawling up the hole.
Okay.
They're not dead.
You start crawling up the hole, and you pop out of the hole. It is. You are in a, what appears to be some old ruins. It is, appears to be completely desolate. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
19.
Okay.
Nice.
It appears to be completely desolate. the walls around here have some scroll work. There's just this big hole covered in pebbles here. The rest appears to be like an actual, like, built, constructed, stone floor.
Seeing as how we don't see, Smith jumping back down, I'll follow up.
Okay. Orm comes up.
Hey man, what's going on?
I'm pretty sure Torque's crazy.
Well, we already knew that. Where are we?
Ruins?
Are these the same ruins we saw in the distance?
Nature.
No, they're not the same ruins.
No.
These are different ruins?
Yes, you guys have traveled quite a ways, largely in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I'll also go see what's going on after I get done bandaging up Torque.
I can actually pull myself out of the hole before everybody decides to come up.
I figured.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, I'm sure there's some.
Smith and I were, you know, like, buried up to our necks. And hey, man, what's going on?
That's all I was getting out of there.
Okay. All right. Well, then that happens once you're already out.
Yeah.
And then Randus comes out.
A little bit later. Anything?
Nothing.
I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Hey, Torque, come on up.
Are they gone?
As far as we can tell.
Nature check to see if there was even traces of people having been here recently.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Sweet, 21.
Well, there's blood on the ground.
They're gone. Blood.
And a nice spiral pattern.
So does Torque come up or what?
Are you sure they're not ninjas?
I cast light.
Do they look like ninjas? Okay.
The two of you can also give me a perception check.
They look like Orm if he was dipped in blue paint. That could be a ninja.
I don't think they're ninjas.
Normal people do not have blue skin. They have gray skin and green skin, but they don't have blue.
You don't see anybody.
I don't see anybody.
We don't see anybody, Torque.
I'm going to climb up.
Okay.
What about tieflings? They don't have gray or green skin.
My tieflings are white, see?
And they're really not. They're kind of yellow.
The really pointy ones over here are kind of yellow, but they're mostly white. What?
Start looking around. Is there anything? Can we read any of this language on these scrolls that are on the wall?
You can. Because it's elven.
Aha.
It is elven.
Oh.
What does it say?
It's mostly just random,
Hang in there.
Yes, hang in there. You can do it. Lord, help me hang in there. Reading is fundamental. You're apparently in a middle school library.
Okay.
No. You, it is largely just, random sentences lauding somebody named Seven, or maybe the number Seven, or the concept of Seven.
Okay. Seven, I call out good. In my elven tongue, I guess,
mm-hmm.
in something that would sound Eladrinish. Hello, hello, anyone out there?
Mm-hmm.
We mean you no harm.
Why do you always have an English accent when you're speaking Eladrin?
Because that's what it sounds like.
Of course.
Toodle pip, what? We're all here, and the apples and pears.
It's just like inexplicably the guys from the enemies in Narnia have Spanish accents.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, I do that's... happen to be wearing my ribbon of friend, so.
Mm-hmm. This room has only half of the roof up.
Okay.
From one of the walls where the roof isn't touching, one of these Eladrin-looking guys just kind of whoop, hops onto it. He has a bow and a quiver of arrows on at his back.
Oh, brother. I don't know. He looks like me.
Yep. He kind of gives you a quizzical look.
I'm Orym.
I stand in front of Torque.
And who might you be?
I stand behind Torque.
My name is Eretras, and he says this in Elven.
Okay. Do you speak the common tongue, the English, the word that these others can speak?
I do not think so.
All right. What's his name again?
Eretras.
Eretras.
Doesn't he fly people back and forth? Never mind.
Counted.
It says his name is Eretras.
Ow.
Is that yours? He points at Torque.
Unfortunately, yes. But he is of good assistance. I hope he didn't cause you any problems.
He wounded all of my men.
I'm deeply sorry about that.
Mm.
It's sometimes he and I also butt heads.
What is your business?
We are here to stop the evil that has befallen our plane. The green and blue field disc that you see in the sky. We are trying to put things back right.
Yes, it is very strange.
Would you... I don't know, what's the... Void, have you heard of these people, the Void?
Yes, they are the gods of this plane.
Uh-huh, do you worship these gods, or do you fear these gods, or do you fight against these gods?
We do not worship them. We do not fear all of them. We do not fight against them, for it is like fighting the current.
Uh-huh. Well, we are fighting the current. We're trying to set things right, and we're looking for assistance. We've brought others from our plane to here, and we're looking to shut down towers that are here.
Yes. I believe our scouts have found these towers. That you speak of.
Uh-huh. And are you also of like mind that these need to be shut down? Or reversed?
We do not know what they do.
Okay. So I spend a moment and translate to everybody.
Okay.
What's going on? I don't think these guys are enemies. I think they're just native to the area. I don't think they mean any harm or really maybe even assistance at this point.
You guys hear some mumbling from behind that wall over there.
Uh-huh.
Anybody who wants to can give me an Arcana check. Actually, we'll say you can give me an Arcana check.
Because it's 19
plus
Arcana.
13 is 22.
Pretty good. You're pretty sure somebody's casting a ritual back behind that wall.
What kind of a ritual? A healing ritual?
Go ahead and give me another check.
That would be 25.
Okay. You're pretty sure it's, what is it called? Speak language?
Ah, okay. All right.
Hmm.
Randus, can you go over behind that area over there? Approach gently. There may be some injured. Maybe you can lend some assistance.
Sure, I could do what I can in order to try to smooth over relations.
Turn back to Airbus and say, you know, my friend is going to try to lend some healing to your comrades who our companion Torque may have injured.
No.
You don't want any help?
No.
They said they don't want any help, Randus.
Well, if they wish.
He does have the power of healing.
Yes, well, we are not very comfortable with that creature here.
Which one?
He points at Torque.
Hmm. Hey, Torque, can you take it outside for just a moment?
What?
Can you step outside this building for just one moment? Is there a door, I'm presuming, nearby? Yeah,
there's a big hole on that wall over there.
Okay. Just go stand outside, stand guard, and look for anything that might come and approach and bring us harm.
Okay.
Thanks. Is that better?
Yes.
Was that creature talking?
Attempting to.
So it is sentient?
We're still trying to figure that out.
Interesting. It did not seem to understand our sign to put his weapons down.
He's a little overprotective about his tool.
I see.
So, would you mind us giving you assistance now?
Another guy pops up over the wall, kind of motions to the other one, and he jumps down. Hello, and this time he addresses you in common. And incidentally, since there's basically no walls, Torque can hear this.
Okay, he can hear this outside?
Yep.
Okay.
Hello.
Who do I have the pleasure of addressing?
My name is Randus Duthane, and these here are my companions.
You notice that each of us refers to the other as the backup group.
Yep.
I think companions is pretty...
Hey, come on, you're on the moon. I think Jules Verne gets to be point man on this one.
That's hop in my time machine. No, anyways.
I'm Smith.
Hmm.
And as I've already told your friend, I am Orm.
Orm?
Rivendorn.
Yes.
Of the Eldrin. Eladrin.
You speak the people's tongue.
I do. I am from a place called the Feywild.
Hmm.
From the plane of the plane on the green and blue disc that floats in your sky.
Ah, yes.
And you know, the resemblance between our peoples is very similar.
Yes. There are some among us who believe that we originally came from your world.
Ah, okay. Well, then that would make some sense.
They are liars.
Good. Do you need any help in mending your companions that may have been hurt in our friend's rash actions?
Yeah, misunderstanding. Let's put it that way.
I see. So he did not mean to attack my men?
No.
He probably meant to, but it was not the wisest of actions.
Let's just call it a misunderstanding that he doesn't necessarily understand your sign language.
Oh, I see. Well.
Probably misunderstood the situation.
I see. Well, we can manage our own healing.
Okay, that's fine.
Although I do appreciate the gesture. So, what can I do to get you on your way? And it's pretty clear what he means by on your way.
At this point, we are trying to find a man by the name of Coil. And we have this device that points us to, and he may be a robot or a mechanical man.
Mm-hmm.
This compass is telling us is to the north of here.
The mechanical men have been gone for a long time.
They are back. We've arrived with them from the Earth plane.
Mm.
And we are bringing the fight to those which seek to destroy our world.
And by that, do you mean us? Is that why your friend attacked us?
You do not appear to be any kind of a threat to us. You seem to be somewhat friendly, although a misunderstanding.
Mm, yes, so, you keep saying that.
Yeah. So at this point, no, we're not here to cause you any harm intentionally.
I see. So, what can we do to help you find this coil?
You maybe have pull out the compass and show him, and I said, this is where we're trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a safe path that we might be able to travel to where we don't fall down into the caverns and deal with the monsters that dwell beneath the earth?
Well, if you continue traveling south from here, the pitfalls end pretty quickly. Uh-huh. If you travel north, you will continue to find them for quite some time. Then you will get to the Black Ocean eventually.
If we continue to go north?
Correct.
The Black Ocean? Do you know how far away that this person is? Can you tell?
from your device?
Yes.
I am not familiar on how to read your device.
Question for the GM.
Okay.
When I put my thumb down on the pad and it said the Mesa of the Fallen, is that where we were at, or is that
where
we were
going?
That's
where you
were at. Okay.
Mm. Well, I guess we could ask them, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, would there... You guys are natives here. Would you suggest which would be safer, traveling above ground or through the tunnels, possibly? Would that be a better option?
The tunnels would not be safe.
Very well.
Above ground might not be safe.
So your suggestion is to continue south, but that moves us in the opposite direction of the way we need to go.
That is not necessarily my suggestion. You asked where the pitfalls end. South, they end very quickly. North, they continue for a while.
Is there a safe passage through to the north?
No. There really isn't any safe passage here in this territory, unfortunately.
And it sounds like if we may need to go north far enough, we might have to cross the sea?
Correct.
Would there be a place where we could charter passage?
Or perhaps one of your guides might be able to help us through the north?
We could send word to our scouts if one is in the area. They might be able to help you. However, and I hope that you understand, we do not trust you. We are disinclined to help you.
Understandable.
I really can't blame you given the current situation.
If we had some way to ascertain that you, in fact, do not mean us harm.
I pull out some of this elven granola. Here's food
what
from
is
our,
this crap?
Here's food from our plane, made by other of our kind. It's quite healthy and nutritious. I don't know if I have any other baubles or anything for the natives.
Some smallpox blankets.
You bastard.
You could cast about a few pods. Let them know what we were doing.
I do cast about some pods. Here are some tales of our adventures and what we are trying to do.
Okay. He takes the elven granola and hands one of the pods to one of his guys, and you know he plugs in his headphones and starts listening to it. He gives it a little taste, tries it.
40 hours.
Seems nutritious, but bland.
Well, it is elven.
But we are all elves.
Well, we are of a certain kind of race called the Eladrin. And a little bit better taste than just the elves.
If you say so.
It's the way it is.
How many different kinds of elven folk are there in your world?
They have those that live in the woods, those that live in the plains. They have tribes that live in the mountains, I'm sure.
Those that live within ground.
And those that live within the ground.
Under.
I see. Sounds nice.
Why, yes, I suppose it is.
Interesting.
He kind of turns to his friend to see if that has given him any new information. And in Elvin, he basically says, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to get through here. Hang on.
I point out to the few 5 minutes worth of exposition that are the most important.
Well. Would you know of a place that may be a suitable place to hold up for tonight if we need rest?
We are merely passing through the ruins today. This being enclosed, well, those rooms over there being enclosed, is probably the safest place, as there are also no pitfalls in them either.
Very well.
And where are your people going?
We are continuing south.
Okay.
That might be an option. Well, like I say, I think it'd be better to just decide at this point whether or not we wish to continue on further this day, or...
Might be a good opportunity to rest, an extended rest.
Yes.
Even though I am still concerned that what's going on over in the Exilarchy of Cogs, and what they could be going through.
Yes, as well, but I would, you know, hate to overexert ourselves and find ourselves in a situation where we would be unable to assist them. Uh-huh.
One last thing before you go. Do you have a map of this area, some kind of markings that would show us what this land looks like?
He points at one of the rooms. You should find what you are looking for in that room. However, you should know that the landscape here is always changing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Also, if we do have to cross the sea, we might need to get the airship back in operation.
Yeah.
Well, presumably we're back further away from Thony than where we started.
Yeah.
Okay. I bow politely. Thank you for your time. We are sorry for any troubles that we may have caused.
Yes. Thank you for apologizing. He kind of jumps down on the other side, and you hear some very quick, like,
hope we meet in better terms in the future.
And they're gone.
And they're gone.
Torque, come back in.
Okay. I don't trust them.
Well, they kind of look like me. I don't think there's probably anything too bad about them. They certainly don't mean to bring us specific harm.
I don't trust nobody who doesn't trust my axe.
Okay. He did point to that room up there that said there might be some maps. How about you go up there and take a look?
Okay.
Yeah, perhaps we should all take a look at these maps.
I'm just going to let him go first if he thinks they're out to kill him. And maybe that's where they set the booby traps.
Just to prove him right.
Yes.
That's all we need to do.
Him. All right.
Blue is not a normal color.
All right.
Yeah, I like that green.
It's gray.
Oh.
Gray. These are D&D orcs.
Or Warhammer.
Yep.
So we go up and start examining these rooms that they told us about.
You walk into this room, and it's pretty clear that... Huh?
Is there only one room, or are there multiple rooms?
There's multiple rooms, but they're all kind of in the same passageway.
Okay.
So you walk into the first room, and it's pretty clear that it used to be, you know, a medium-sized kind of library-type room. There are things that are that clearly used to hold... scrolls and that used to hold books, but up on one of the walls, like the entirety of the wall, is a very kind of iconic looking map, like very stylized looking map.
Okay. And does it show us anything?
Yes, it shows you the it's all written in Elven. You walk up and pretty quickly you see this big area that is the Mesas of the Fallen Ones. Then you spot an area that says the Land of Cascading Pebbles. You manage to find where you probably are, which is the Cradle of the Children of Seven.
Okay.
And then farther north is the Black Ocean.
Okay.
And farther north are some mountains, and then farther north is just kind of this big crater.
Okay. But nothing that would... I mean, we kind of know where we're at, but is there anything that indicates distances or anything?
No, actually, this map is pretty bad in that sense. You're pretty sure that it's just meant to denote all the known landmarks and, you know,
so
without too much care.
Relative position, but
yeah,
not
it's kind of
distance.
It's kind of a super cool, like, artistic looking map.
Okay. So no, but no roads or pathways from one place to another. Any major cities marked or anything like that?
Yes, this one.
Okay.
And in a couple places, there are kind of spooky-looking squiggles.
Okay.
Kind of, not the actual squiggles, but
okay.
Kind of things where, like, there will be just as a little icon somewhere on the map, an eye with like a slitted pupil and like very rectangular looking tentacles like swirling around it.
Okay.
Kind of with like, we'll say 10.
Okay.
Tentacles.
Any other scrolls on the shelves or?
No, there is nothing. Just, no actual media here other than the map.
All right. Maybe look in a couple other rooms before we hunker down for the night.
They are likewise empty. The other rooms are even more nondescript. They're just rooms of some kind.
Okay.
You do not spot any other pitfalls or holes or moon elves.
Okay. All right. Well, then maybe we should take an extended break for the night.
Yes.
Take a rest and then continue on our quest tomorrow. I still think that moving north towards our destination is the ultimate goal. If we can do that, I think that would be in our best interest.
But didn't he say that the world is always changing?
He did say that.
What makes us figure that north is going to be the same north tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll have to see what the
compass tells,
what the compass
us.
Yeah, tells us tomorrow.
Yeah. Coil is still presumably north of you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. All right. Do my best to copy this map.
Okay.
I agree. I'll draw it on my hand.
Sounds okay. Good.
Start a little fire. Start a little fire.
Okay.
Hopefully it burns correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little dance.
And
bam.
I think that's it. Take an extended rest. Get all of our things back.
Okay.
And I think that's also where we will end it today. For this episode of the Critical Hit, Major Spoilers, Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time and posting those fabulous 5-star reviews over at iTunes. We appreciate everyone who does that. It really helps us stand out. In fact, we've actually been on the front page of iTunes a couple of times under the games categories because of all the positive notes that you guys are leaving us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to send us any additional notes, you can send it to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until the next time, here's hoping that all of your dice rolls are critical hits. What's that?
Kill us all.
What was that, Matthew?
They're all like, we're really sorry that we cut your guys and stuff. I mean, it'll take them like out of 3 minutes to burn enough mana to get that power back. I'm really sorry. And then he's all like, look at me. I'm the leader of the blue guys. Yeah. I should have come back in and finished the job. That's what I should have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could have stayed and fight.
You could have stayed and fight. You jump back down the hole.
I could have got killed, too. Okay.
You could have. You might have. But we don't know that they're enemies.
Yeah, he didn't plug me.
They are.
Are you sure? They didn't attack us again.
You wanted to trust the blonde guy, too.
What blonde guy?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he didn't. I'm pretty sure when the blonde guy showed up, he showed up to kill you.
And so did they. We just got them first. It was a preemptive strike.
I think this may be the moon-wandering elves.
Why would there be elves on the moon?
That's a great question. Said that there's a connection, that they once came from our plane.
Why would there be an orc on the moon?
Why are there robots on the moon?
Oh, that's good. Let's mess with the suspension of disbelief. Rodrigo went to a lot of trouble to set up this game, and now you're going to punch holes in it?
Oh, I did. But that's okay. I mean, there's a... I personally find it a, I consider it a mark of pride for me when my game manages to hold together despite all of the
everything that
references, funny names that you guys come up for my NPCs where they're supposed to be serious.
I don't like, what do we do to your NPCs?
You Airbus? Definitely called that guy Airbus. One, two, Fire Elf, and End Load.
It's one of those lost in translation kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, that's a special variation of Elven, the Moon Elven, that I'm not quite sure on.
Yes, yes.
What sounded like Aerolith really came out as Airbus.
But Rodrigo's
besides,
not
good. I can't be too polite to him because, you know, he might still just be an elf.
Yeah, until it can be determined that he's not an elf, you're going to be hostile to him.
I'm going to be at least not
hey,
polite.
In his defense, that was an extremely hostile elf. That man was very unhappy.
What were you doing his talking style as?
I don't know. Moon elf talking style?
Oh, okay.
He was angry. You
know, he had a specific.
He had an inflection.
Yeah.
And he had kind of an irritation going on, and I can't imagine what would have caused that.
Probably all that sand.
That could be
all
it.
All the pebbles.
Either that or the giant gash across his chest.
That could help too.
That may have been it. No, it was probably the pebbles.
I would have had a smallpox blanket. That would have been funny.
Just carrying this around. You never know.
Here's a blanket.
let's take a moment here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Torque has done this before.
When?
And this is the first time that it's ever not been right. Torque has leapt into action, chopping things up.
When?
Jumped out
of the
window.
You didn't jump into action when we were surrounded by elves in the plains and we were taken to the Black Oak Woods. You didn't do anything then. You were like,
I didn't say that, but I'm saying that Torque has reacted rashly before.
Yes.
And it has been a good idea then.
Not always.
Not always.
Well, there you go.
Like
it is not always
a
good idea.
Airship.
Well, it may be the only idea he has. How dare you?
Well, here's a okay. Hang on.
They wanted us dead. They could have killed us a long time.
Let's talk. Hang on. Let's talk about this. Okay. So in character, Torque did this, and it wasn't a good idea. Correct.
Right.
Is anybody actually mad at Matthew for doing this?
Oh no.
Okay. Then it doesn't matter. The characters can be mad at Torque for doing that, and Matthew should be aware that the characters might be peeved at Torque for doing that.
I'm not peeved at Torque, it's just Torque being Torque.
It's just a very special episode.
It didn't end up badly, so...
Are we going to hug it out at the end?
God, I hope not. I am just trying to manage my players' feelings, because sometimes...
Why, Matthew, are you feeling
hurt?
That
can get in the way.
It can.
I wounded you?
You're crushed. I'm crushed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to cry my way all the way to the bank this afternoon.
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
What?
Pancakes are good.
Yeah, they are.
I think we should have pancakes.
Go right ahead.
Did you say we should have pancakes?
Yep.
Yes.
I had pancakes yesterday.
And they were green.
Tasty. Despite being.
Well, it's not like the green actually changed the flavor.
All right, Matthew. We will talk with you next time.
Cool.
Kick
show,
ass
guys.
On Tuesday.
All right.
Bye.
I kick ass every day.
Oh, I'm sure you do.